Yes.
Yeah, this is Larry Lopez with the Chieftain.
Hello, Mr. Lopez. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Tired.
Tired. Are you done for the day, or?
No, we started at 1 o'clock this morning, and we are just getting started. So.
Oh, really? Is it a day long? How long is the competition?
5 days.
Five days.
You can actually find it on the internet at myarmyreserve.com, and it has all the information about this competition.
Okay. A little bit of background. I know I've received some information on you, just kind of confirming. 15-year veteran, right?
Yep.
And you're with the Army Reserves?
Army Reserve.
And you're a military instructor? Is that
military
right?
Military police instructor.
Okay. With the 102nd?
The 104th.
The 104?
Roger.
Okay. Where is that headquartered?
That's actually headquartered in Aurora.
Okay. And you're a native of Walsenburg?
Born and raised.
When did you move to Pueblo?
I moved to Pueblo when I actually came out of basic training, so probably 95, 96.
Okay.
When I started college.
And you went to USC?
USC, when I was there, yes.
Received your degree in sociology?
I hope.
Okay. Now, you still live in Pueblo, right?
I do.
You're employed with the Human Services?
Yeah, I work at PYC, Pueblo Youth Service Center.
Where is that?
That is right across the street from the mental health.
Okay. Is that, that's not CYO, is it?
What do you mean? my position is CYSO1, yes.
Okay. What do you do there?
I'm a youth counselor for adjudicated teens.
Okay. How long have you been employed there?
About 6 years. I'm in my sixth year now.
Okay. And just counseling service?
Yeah, I just like a security officer / counselor.
Okay. Is this the first day of the competition?
No, actually, this is day number two.
Okay.
The first day.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, this is the United States Army Reserve Best Warrior Competition.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to identify who the NCO, the non-commissioned officer, best non-commissioned officer for the Army Reserve is going to be this week. So it's
okay.
A competition to do that.
Okay.
Lots of stuff going on. Yesterday we had a physical fitness test, sergeant's major oral boards, written exams.
Okay.
This morning we got up at 1 o'clock. We did a land navigation course. That was brutal. And right now we're doing warrior skills, a lot of mystery events. And this is only day two. So tomorrow we get into road marches and weapons qualification, some more mystery events. And then day three, we have combatives, they're going to actually have a live web broadcast of the combatives fighting.
Mm.
So,
how many competitors are there?
There are 22 NCOs and 22 soldiers that are competing for the NCO of the year and the soldier of the year.
Oh, okay. So that's how they determine the reserves, NCO, and soldier of the year?
Yes.
Is the winner from this competition?
Yes, the winner from this competition will be the NCO of the Year for the entire Army Reserve.
Okay.
So.
And how did you prepare for it?
Well, the qualifiers for this, you had to go through three qualifiers at the brigade, division, and the command level to get here.
Brigade, division, and what was the other one?
The command.
Oh,
command
brigade,
level.
Command, and division.
So you had to do qualifiers to get here. I actually competed in this event last year and came in fourth.
Okay.
So this year, I just hours and hours of work with my family. And every moment that I get an opportunity, staying in shape, working out, running, studying, training. I've been traveling all over the United States getting training for this thing.
Okay.
So it's a huge time commitment. And it makes it real hard to do this in addition to have a civilian job, but we try hard and it's worth the effort to see the soldiers out here. So you have great soldiers out here doing wonderful things, and to be part of it is an amazing experience.
You say workouts. You studied, just kind of.
There's a lot of book work involved.
Okay.
As far as just going over your battle drills, going over your common tasks.
Okay.
And then muscle memory, just practicing those things, making sure you go step by step, breaking them down, and actually getting some muscle memory.
It's a well-rounded soldier that will win this.
Absolutely. Not only an intelligent soldier, but a professional soldier, a very disciplined and motivated soldier is going to win this thing. And for all intents and purposes, that's going to be me at the end of the day, I hope. So.
How do you feel after one day?
I had a
still
great day
pretty
yesterday.
Confident?
I had a great day yesterday, and I
okay.
had a, so far today is going really well, so I'm right in there.
Okay.
Really tired.
How long were you in active duty?
I've actually been mobilized for 4 years, 4.5 years as a reservist. I did one tour in Iraq in 2005.
Okay. Did you graduate from Walsenburg or Pueblo
School? From John Mall High School in Walsenburg,
oh.
Yes.
What year?
1994.
Okay. And your parents?
My mom's name is Donna Barella Rodriguez.
Donna?
Yes.
Barella Rodriguez. And
my dad,
does she live in Walsenburg?
She's from Walsenburg. She lives in Honey right now.
Okay, she lives in Honey. Okay. And your father?
John M. Rodriguez, John Manuel Rodriguez, and he actually lives in Walsenburg.
Okay. How big is the family? Brothers, sisters? How many you got?
I have two brothers in addition to my parents. And
okay.
Just and my one son. I'm a single father raising a son, so it kind of helps. It makes it hard to train for this when you have a little boy.
Yeah, how old is he?
He's 4.
Oh, okay.
But he is proficient in soldier skills as well as I am, because he's training with me, so.
Okay. I bet it would be hard. How many hours do you figure you work, train?
Probably put in 15 to 20 hours a week.
Okay.
Training, and that's been going on for about 9 months, just
okay.
getting ready.
You finished 4th last year?
Finished 4th in the entire Army Reserve.
Where did you think you could improve then, coming back?
I think coming back, the areas that I can improve upon were the common soldier battle drills. I had a real rough time at it last year. Just
okay.
They threw some stuff at us that I just wasn't ready for.
Okay.
And so this year I've taken the initiative to be better prepared and more well-rounded. People ask me what my strengths are here, and I really don't have one. I would say that I'm very good at a lot of things.
Okay.
But not great at anything.
Okay. Were you an athlete in high school?
I was a wrestler. I wrestled in high school.
Okay.
State placer out of Wolfenburg.
Okay. Place finisher. Okay. Would you consider yourself a fitness fanatic?
At this point, I would consider myself very fitness savvy.
Okay.
Not a fanatic, but
okay.
very, very fitness minded.
Okay. You got a lot of fans down here watching, following you?
Oh, I got a lot of friends and family. They're on the internet, watching on the Facebook page, watching on the DVIDs page, and watching on the Reserve page. So it's exciting.
Okay.
And just a side note here, I'm actually competing injured. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about a month
What's
and a half
the problem?
Ago. About a month and a half ago, I tore my calf muscle, so I'm actually working through a torn calf muscle, and we're still doing really well, doing really really well.
Is it bothering you quite a bit, or?
During the long march like today, I did about 15K through a land nav course in the rain.
Oh.
So just when I go a distance with all the weight, it puts some pressure on it and it makes it uncomfortable.
Okay.
So. But 5 days long. I figure we're either going to win big or we're going to blow it out and lose big. So that's the plan.
Okay. Okay, Martin. Well, listen, I appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you. I